Item 3, official reef rules. Dale?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, my name is Dale Shively for the record. I am coordinator of the Artificial Reef Program. It's my pleasure today to present to you a brief overview of the Public Reef Building Program, which is a new initiative of the Texas Artificial Reef Program. The purpose of this program is to increase marine habitat in the Gulf of Mexico through the creation of nearshore reefs, to enhance fishing and some diving opportunities, to develop reef sites closer to shore to accommodate more small boat fishermen who do not or cannot travel that far offshore, to involve the public in reef building activities, thereby establishing more of a sense of ownership in reefing activities, and to increase overall reefing opportunities. And I'd like to clarify a comment from yesterday that the main purpose of this reef program is to involve the public. We have a limited staff and limited funds, and if the public can get more involved in placing their material out at their expense in conjunction with what we are already doing, then we will have an overall increase in fishing habitat. Proposed nearshore reef sites will be located in the areas represented by green blocks on this slide. The strategy is to develop nearshore reef sites out of each major port along the Texas coast. In determining where nearshore reefs should be located, we have listened to the public and will develop sites in state waters as close to shore and in water depths of 60 feet or less. The sites will be accessible from major ports as seen in the previous slide, and we invite continued public input into specific reef site locations. Some of the materials the public may reef at their expense would be concrete in the form of engineered designs such as those at the top right-hand corner, and larger materials that Parks and Wildlife would use to supplement the reefings would include concrete in various forms such as these concrete culverts. The public reef building program can be reduced to three phases. Phase one involves an application submitted by a member of the public or a group. The reef staff will evaluate the application and discuss the suitability of the material, logistics, and reefing plan with the applicant. Once there is agreement that the material is suitable and the applicant can perform the work, reef staff will make a field inspection of the material, and all materials would be marked as approved. The applicant will then receive approval to reef the materials at a specific block within the reef site. He will be given 90 days to reef the materials with a one-time 90-day extension if needed. Once the material has been reefed, the applicant will give Parks and Wildlife the GPS coordinates for each piece of material that was reefed, and we will verify that the materials are in the proper location through the use of divers, side scan sonar, and direct observation. Another item I would like to expand on from our discussion yesterday deals with the penalty clause. Within the proclamation language, as is stated, is a provision to allow us to require a performance bond on an individual or a group. Under the performance bond, we would be able to assess penalties based on the cost of correcting the problem. We would evaluate each applicant to determine that the need for such a bond. And I believe in most cases we would forego the bond. It would be only for extenuating circumstances where we have some major concern. In addition, we continue to look at statutory changes within the artificial reef program that would allow us to apply a civil or a criminal penalty on the applicant for serious violations of the reef building permit. In addition to that, I would like to also state that we do have We have gained the public support of several groups, including the Port Mansfield Reefing Association and the Recreational Fishing Alliance, Mr. Jim Smart is here to represent them today on their project called the Texas Great Barrier Reef Project. Staff recommends the following motion. Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission adopts new sections related to artificial reefs as published in the September 29, 2006 Texas Register. That concludes my presentation. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Dale. Stand by. We've got a couple of people signed up to testify on this. Jim Smart. And be ready, Mike Stapleton will be next. Well, Jim, good to see you.
Commissioner Fitzsimmons, Commissioners, Mr. Chairman, we're real happy to be here today and support this artificial reef program, and we're happy that it's falling together. In light of what's happening in the Gulf, we think that this $8 billion red snapper fishery is going to be jeopardized due to an emergency rule out of the National Marine Fisheries Service. And we can't move fast enough in artificial reefs. The program in general will help 7 or 8 species, so it's great for Texas. We will be able to fish in-state waters. I applaud Parks and Wildlife for getting on board with this and with their reefing program. I brought a map that shows our corridor, and we should be doing the final permit application today or tomorrow on that reefing corridor, and we look forward to this being an extremely beneficial union between Parks and Wildlife and RFA and recreational anglers. It should, through some permitting things that we need to talk about, permit fees and things, it should bring y'all some money, and that's a good thing for the department, and it will bring great fishing to the state of Texas. And I applaud Dale and Dr. McKinney and the crew at Coastal Fisheries for having the foresight to move forward with artificial reefing as quickly as they have. They realize we're in a crisis situation and we need to move forward. And I would support the program 100% and look forward to working with you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for all your support and help in marine conservation. Next up, Mike Stafford.
Good morning, gentlemen. Chairman Fitzsimmons, Commissioners, glad to be here. And on behalf of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, I'd like to say that this is probably the best thing for Texas fishermen since outboard motors. Last time we were here, I believe that we were all a bit frazzled about some things some guys up in Washington are doing, further cutting our snapper limits when they've only had 15 years to get the thing straight. So we'll just take matters into our own hands here in Texas and ensure that we've got a snapper fishery that's healthy and year-round. I'm grateful to Dale and Dr. McKinney for their work and their support. Dr. McKinney was so kind as to write a support letter for us for our CF grant, along with Craig Estes and a lot of other fine folks. The scale of this really doesn't come into play until you actually look at the reefing quarter, and the yellow and red lines there obviously are the reefs we're envisioning. Alabama, as we mentioned last time we were here, with 40 miles of coastline, effectively one-ninth of the coastline that we have, catches 40% of the red snapper in the Gulf of Mexico. And we've got near 400 miles of coastline, as you all well know, so I think that we can do a lot better. And we have, in fact, since our last visit, formed a 501c3 known as the Texas Gulf Coast Stewards that will foster the reef project we're proposing. We're waiting on January to get here to see who gets the grants. We've talked with entities from Budweiser to Coca-Cola as far as sponsoring reefing projects. And that is our goal, is to take monies from people to build these reefs and allow some of the petrochemical companies and such to give a little back to the coastal community. So we appreciate you guys working, especially, like I said, Dale and Dr. McKinney, and we look forward to moving ahead with this. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for all your work. We like to stay around here. We're all about getting things down on the ground. Sometimes that means getting things down underwater, I guess. But you're doing a great job, and I appreciate it. Any other questions for Dale? Yeah, Robert?
Just have one question on the depth that we're talking about. I think you said it was 60 feet. Typically, how far offshore is that? How far we have to run to?
Depending on which part of the coastline you're on, if you're up around Galveston, you're looking at probably 9 miles out to get, 8 to 9 miles out to hit 60 feet. If it's off of Port Isabel, South Padre Island, then probably about 3 or 4 feet, or 3 or 4 miles.
Ned, did you want to have something to add there? Any other questions for Dale? Motion on this item? Move for approval from Ramos, second from Parker. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Thanks for your hard work, Dale. You're up again.